USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's State of the Union address announced the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to help with the oil crisis. It should be noted that's only about a third of what the world consumes every single day. James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal on Fox News says the price of oil actually went up after Biden's announcement.
I mean, you saw the price of oil went up after the announcement. It's because it's irrelevant. It's, as you suggest, it's about a third of daily global consumption and production. The game changer is people seeing that there's going to be a lot more production in the U.S. That would bring the price down.
The Russian invasion on Ukraine continues. An assault on Kharkiv continued Wednesday with indiscriminate shelling by Putin's forces. Russia did say they were ready to resume peace talks. The Ukrainian side says it's not holding out much hope, noting the differences are far apart. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root.
It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The United States will be denying all Russian aircraft from U.S. airspace as the isolation of Russia continues due to their invasion of Ukraine. Tim Berg reports.
I say to the Russian oligarchs and the corrupt leaders who bilk billions of dollars off this violent regime, no more.
President Biden, during his first State of the Union address, the president beginning his speech on foreign policy after Russia invaded Ukraine last week. The president with another major announcement he hopes will put the squeeze on Russia.
I'm announcing that we will join our allies in closing off American airspace to all Russian flights, further isolating Russia and adding additional squeeze on their economy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The moon is about to get cratered by 3 tons of space junk. The leftover rocket will smash into the far side of the moon at 5,800 miles per hour on Friday. It's going to take some time to confirm the impact because of its location. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden, in his State of the Union address Tuesday night, said that the United States will be releasing 30 million barrels of oil to ease the pain at the pump. It should be noted, Reuters is reporting the world will use nearly 100 million barrels of oil per day. Republican Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax explains this oil crisis has been self-induced by President Biden, and our current policy is funding Russian aggression.
At a very time when the Keystone XL pipeline could be producing approximately 800,000 barrels a day of crude oil, why in the world are we importing 600,000 barrels a day of crude oil from Russia? At a time that we should be cutting off that and utilizing it as one of the strongest economic sanctions that are possible.
Congressman Rosendale says the real invasion is at the U.S.-Mexico border, and it is being ignored by Biden's leadership.
100% of the illegal drugs, methamphetamine and fentanyl, that are coming into Montana are coming across the southern border. The shame of it is that we actually know how to stop this. We had 100,000 people die in the United States last year from drug overdoses, and most of that came from the fentanyl that's coming across the southern border. And again, these are things that we can resolve, and we have a president who is sitting idle and allowing this invasion. You want to talk about an invasion? This is an invasion that is taking place on our southern border.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.